Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, is all of you in the experience of limitation right now, of being on this planet that has so much trouble? Or is there a part of you that's bigger than this planet? And maybe that can help us manage our current reality, to know ourselves in bigger ways than we are identifying lately. So to help us do that is a woman who's been a guest on Energy Stew before. She has a wonderful book that we've talked about before called Soul Whisperer. And that has to do with releasing lost souls. That has to do with our multidimensionality and who we really are and what we're about. So to help us learn more about ourselves is the author of Soul Whisperer, Annette Rugolo. Annette, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. Great to be back.
Yeah, I'm so glad we can talk, because you're in this world that I'm also in, of thinking and operating multidimensionally. Mm-hmm. You can see souls, other lost souls, and you can talk to all kinds of other dimensions out there. and that's what I want is to really help our audience know that we're living in such a multidimensional universe that we're part of, and we can participate with, and we should learn to do that more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes through these challenging times, this is where it's like, I look at a seed that's ready to burst and it needs some heat or resistance. And it's like, it's a pressure that just allows us to expand or to release something that's already inside of us, but we didn't know about it.
Right. And we're supposed to be coming into a time where there's supposedly going to be an event, or, you know, some big shift in consciousness that will help us move forward. And it's been frustrating because it hasn't happened, although from the inside out, it's really been happening in ways that we're not always in touch with. And frequencies are speeding up and we are becoming more conscious, but we would like to be even more so. And so that's part of what I think is good to talk about is that, but coming back to what you just said, is that maybe we needed to be in a place of great frustration, of great limitation that we can explode out from, that we, you know, the pressure is so great that all of a sudden we're hit with an energy or a light that can't happen unless our desire is that great.
Yes. And I've seen it. I've been watching, like, over the last years, we have these instances around the planet of, you know, people that go through this collectively in a certain part of the planet. But I think the difference is right now is this is almost the entire planet that's involved in this, the same energy, the same experience. And we've never had something quite like this before. This is new for a lot of people. And I think in that, it's figuring out how to handle it. And the big part of it that I keep, you know, really tapping into when I listen to people is there's part of us that wants to control it. Like, we want to know when the end is going to be. And to live in this place of uncertainty, I think, is probably the biggest challenge for a lot of people. It's not comfortable by any means.
Well, it's not only uncertainty. It's for many people, it's uncertainty within dire circumstances. Mm-hmm. So many people are in dire straits right now. I'm fortunate enough to be living with somebody in a comfortable place, but somebody I get along with. But for many people,
which is good.
Many people live in terrible places and sometimes alone or with people they don't get along with at all. And it's a horror show. And we might just be in the beginning of this. We don't know how long it's really going to take to be a freer society again. Could be many months, many, many months. And so much of what we know can be lost in that time. So much has already been lost. So we don't know what it'll take. I don't know that anybody has any answer so far that explains how it's going to resolve itself.
Yeah, I haven't heard any answers. A lot of the people that I know are kind of like us, and there's no one that's predicting anything. I feel like there's this unfolding that's happening and that will continue to happen based on the vibration, the consciousness. Like it's almost like a minute to minute, hour to hour, day by day kind of thing that will unfold. There's no planned outcome for this right now.
Right.
And there's no way to determine it.
And we don't know how strong limitations will be in our lives, what right. we're deprived of going forward. And it's, you know, I always say that the phoenix will rise. We just don't know how thick the ashes are going to be that the phoenix rises from.
That's absolutely right. There is some alignment. I don't know if you've heard about this, Peter. I've received a couple of emails about an alignment happening this Saturday, I believe, with Jupiter and Pluto.
I've heard of that.
Have you?
I don't know. I'm not an astrologer, but... Jupiter is the planet of expansion, and Pluto right. is a karmic planet of trouble.
Yes. So in the classes I teach, the Inner Diamond class, it's I teach an advanced level called the cosmic level. So Jupiter is one of the planets we connect with vibrationally before we connect with Pluto. So when we hit Pluto, Pluto can either be a rock that it's like it helps us detach. It's a planet energetically that helps us detach. It's a cosmic detachment. Or if we have detached, Pluto then becomes a ring, a hoop that we just vibrationally, when we raise our vibration high enough, we just kind of fly through. We go through.
Oh, good.
So, right? So I'm watching this as I'm receiving this information, and it came from a couple different sources, and it's like, oh, I get it. So Jupiter's expansion, it's manifestation. It helps us raise our vibration, right? So it's expansion. And if we've detached from enough physical, emotional, mental attachments of how we think things should be or what we think we should have, we're going to be able to fly through Pluto. It's going to be a hoop. For the people that can't release that, they're going to hit Pluto and it shatters their illusions.
So in other words, people who are holding on too tight to the third dimensional denseness
yes.
are going to be even denser.
Yes. Yep. It's and that's that alignment is happening. It's supposed to happen this Saturday, and it's in the evening.
But it goes on for a long time.
Yes. Yep. So, but it starts, and it's like, okay, let's keep our vibration uplifted. Let's let go and release anything that's keeping us stuck or heavy or you know, anything that we're keeping attached to ourselves so we can get through this.
Okay.
And I feel the more of us that gets through it or keeps our vibration up, collectively, we're going to be able to move through this
experience. The show is not
very quickly.
We're recording now. The show's not going to air until after this alignment has started. But people will okay. be in it, and this will help them. Because I'm so glad I'm talking with you, because it's really about knowing that we don't have to live so consciously in the denseness of this reality.
Right.
That we exactly. can pull ourselves up through, you know, perhaps through meditation, being with nature, being in negative ions of the earth, in the water, having just an environment around us that fosters enlightenment, let's call it. And so we want to become more enlightened about who we are and how we are on other planes. You know, we are souls living a dense life, a life of difficulty. We came here for that, but we didn't come here to forget who we are, although most people have forgotten who we really are. And it's time now, and I think because people have so much time on their hands, it's time to start indulging in their higher natures.
Mm-hmm. I've talked to so many people that they're actually using this time well. So to go back, you said something about, you know, staying in a higher vibration. I talked to somebody a few days ago, and she's taken the meditation classes that I teach, and she has her home doused. She has been staying in this higher vibration, but when we were talking, it turns out she's actually feeling guilty about, why am I so happy when all this is happening around me? I should be, like, the shoulds come back. I should be feeling sad or depressed, but she's feeling like she's light, she's happy, she's joyful, because she's taking advantage of this time to do things in her life that she's been wanting to do for a while. And I told her, it's like, don't lower your vibration by feeling guilty. We need to raise our vibration by singing, by dancing, by movement, by walking in air and sunshine and negative ions. And what can we all do to keep our vibration uplifted?
Right. And we're used to third dimensional distractions. We don't have many of them now. So now we can distract ourselves with our higher dimensions.
Yeah, let's do that for a while. Right. But yeah, there's so many people that are just, and we have a choice. I always look at any situation like this, we have a choice. Are we going to go into the depths of it, into the hole, or are we going to go through the upliftment and enlightenment part?
But also, we have a choice. Realistically, I woke up this morning feeling very sad for so many unhappy people. And so much suffering, and I can really feel and be discouraged that so many people have to suffer, but they don't know what we're talking about, or they do know it and at the same time are suffering, but it really means that we need to stop being the sufferer and start finding the vibes of an inner world, a deeper world that raises our spirits. And we can do that. Because I have many times each day where I am also joyful and just feeling ecstatic in the universe. But it's that sense of not just emotional ecstasy, it's spiritual ecstasy.
It's spiritual ecstasy. And that's the piece I'm talking about. It's not like it's this forced happiness. It's just knowing that how to keep our vibration high. One of the things, so I watch the news, you know, I want to know what's going on. But I also look for things that are happening that are positive. So right now, there are so many people, groups coming together to help others. There's so much support that's out there that we can help support whatever is going on out there. So like community food shelves, or there's one of the comedians that I love, his name is Mike Birbiglia. He's doing something on YouTube with other comedians to support people that are out of work right now. So people are coming together in these beautiful ways to right. support the ones that really need our help right now. Right. So it's that balance of being in the news, being in the know, really connecting in with that energy, but not having it pull you down, and then seeing the positive things that are coming out of this as well. And there's so many positive things coming out.
Yeah, there's community, and in so many ways, and it's mostly on the internet. It's not, we can't gather together, but that also means that because we can't be close to each other in physical, we can do it through vibrations of song and good words and just behaviors that we can see from each other. There's a lot of use of FaceTime and Zoom and Skype. Yeah. And I think it's wonderful. I'm communicating with a lot of people I knew decades ago, kind of recovering old relationships just because it feels good to for our souls to reconnect in so many ways.
Yeah. I was reading an article a few days ago. Someone wrote it about what would have happened if, what would it be like if this happened in 2005? And so I was thinking 2005, we're still pretty technologically advanced, but he was talking about all the things we didn't have in 2005. Facebook was just getting going. We didn't have Zoom. We didn't have WhatsApp. Skype was there, but the connectivity, the broadband, the speed wasn't there. So it was just this interesting article of, wow, it would have been, we wouldn't have had the connectivity that we have now, the ability to stay connected, if this happened even in 2005.
I guess there's a divine order to all of this that we can appreciate.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we have to look at that. And I'm here in Minnesota. I'm in Minneapolis. So the last couple of years, so that's something I'm grateful for here. The last few years, we had late winters. We had April snowstorms. 2 years in a row, we had like 8-12 inches of snow early April. So here we're April 1st, it's 60 degrees outside. We have a sunny day. Every day I go outside, there's tons of people outside getting fresh air, sunshine, couples walking together. There's no sports on, so the couples right. are spending more time together.
Right?
Sure. So I'm really just trying to stay focused on a lot of the positives that are happening and the expansion. I think that's happening for a lot of people, like you said. Gives them time to meditate, connect in with their higher self. Things start opening up for a lot of people, I think.
Right. And then there's other things that you talk about in your book, Soul Whisper, that has to do with connecting with other consciousnesses. We have spirit guides, mm-hmm. we have ancestors that really are there for us in ways that we can't identify. We don't know how to see them or know that they're there. But if we can just be conscious that we're being supported from other realms and mm-hmm. feel good about it, I think that adds to our community.
Absolutely. If I think maybe this is part of what's happening. And again, we're both in these worlds where we're connected with a lot of people that are connected in with these different realms. Because I went into the dowsing world, I've met a lot of people that are connected in with elementals, which includes fairies, elves, leprechauns.
It's amazing what shows up when you start using dowsing rods or wands or pendulums.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you start getting information coming through. It takes over and it starts talking to you.
It does. So it's like to know that there's beings of the earth that are here supporting us as well as, you know, spirit guides and angels. And, you know, we've got so much support around us. We just need to open to it. And I think that's what a lot of people, this is helping a lot of people do.
Right. I think we all need to get out into nature more and commune with it. And because there's so much spiritual diversity in nature.
Yes.
And the animals, and too. A woman, Sandra Mendelson, has been on the show a number of times, who speaks with all kinds of animals, including, you know, the squirrels and the birds, and gets incredible wisdom from them. And so to know that when we go out there, that these animals, many of them are very conscious. And even just if they're not conscious about us, they're conscious within their own species in magical ways.
Yes. You know, as you were saying that, I feel like part of this might be a test or like a challenge to our egos. You know, you look at humanity and they've kind of taken over and controlled the planet without thinking about these other beings that are here.
Well, there's a lot of ignorance about nature, about the earth.
Yeah.
And I think this is an opportunity now for people to tune in better because we don't have as much distraction.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of people are getting quiet. There's a quiet, and that's what I'm feeling. Like there's a quietness.
I love that.
A slowing down.
Yes.
That's happening. It's like, it's almost like the earth and humanity is taking a breath. Like we've forgotten to breathe. And that's what it feels like to me. It's like, oh, finally, we get to take a breath.
That's so beautiful. I'm so glad you said that. It's so I think a lot of our listeners have to think that way and start breathing in life in multidimensional ways.
Yes. Yeah. And just really, and what I always, the two questions when I got started on my journey years ago, two questions kept popping up in my mind. One was, what do I need to see? And what do I need to know? So when we ask those questions, it's asking our higher self, bring in or show me what I need to see. And what we begin seeing, what I started seeing, was, again, like you said, this multidimensional world. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, here I was living in this one room of a mansion. And I realized it's like, oh my gosh, I'm in this huge, huge, amazing energy, right?
Hey,
with so many different dimensions.
That's great.
So those are two questions I always, you know, encourage people to ask. It's like, ask the questions. When we ask the questions, the universe gives us a response, always.
That's wonderful.
Maybe not when we think we want it, but when we're ready for it.
Now, we're getting near the end of the show, and I want to give information about how people can find you.
Okay. You want me to share that, or do you want to share that?
No, I'd like
okay. Excuse me. So my website is Annette Rugolo. It's RUGOLO.com. And I always invite people. I put together this year a free resource page. So there are meditations, free ebooks, a lot of free resources that you can have access to. So I encourage you to go to that page for sure if you go to my website.
That's great. You know, it's, I enjoy talking with you so much. Well, I'm sure we'll do some more.
Oh, good. Yeah, I so enjoy our conversations, Peter. I always look forward to them. Thank
you. You're a resource, and I, you know, it's, and I love the way that you communicate, and you know, it's in a natural, understandable way. It makes it easy for the audience to get it.
Oh, thank you.
So,
I was going to say, it's like one of the things I realized early on is we need practical spirituality. So that's what I call it. It's like to be spiritual in a practical way, in a practical world.
Right. And so, a future show we'll talk about how to do this more practically.
Awesome. Okay.
Great. Good. Thanks so much, Annette.
And thank you, Peter.
Sure. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.fm. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. Also, the heartriver.org website is available. And I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.